Well, it seems like bears are causing trouble all over the place. I'm DJ Brian. I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It's Wednesday, June 7th, 2023, and we just heard Stacy with Teddy Bear. Now, do you guys remember the bear that we talked about that broke into a woman's car and drank boxes and boxes of soda? And we talked about him, or her, it could be both. We don't know the actual sex of the bear, but a few weeks ago, of course. And I'm wondering if that's the same bear that was causing trouble again. Now, a baker in Connecticut had a surprise visitor pay them a visit last week, and it was a nun. None other than a bear. Now, neighboring business caught the whole incident on camera, and the 35-second video first shows a huge brown bear lingering in the open garage door, of course, at the back of the bakery before wandering in. Then the bear is seen dragging a box of cupcakes out of the garage with several of the desserts strewn across the floor and pavement. At the end of the clip, the bear is shown being scared away by a car driving towards it, but those cupcakes must have been really delicious, as the video showed the animal taking several bites of the desserts and it had stolen, of course, from the bakery, even in the moments of fleeing the scene. Well, thankfully, nobody was hurt, although one of the employees who came to pack up the desserts actually did come face to face with the bear for a split second, and she was smart enough to run into the kitchen and lock herself away from the bear, which we all would have done, before another employee got into the car to scare the bear away from the garage, as seen in the video. Now, the only casualty, oh my gosh, the only casualty is the incident from the incident was 60 cupcakes and some coconut cakes that the bear had devoured. So that must have been a hungry bear, because no matter how hungry I am, I don't think I could eat or devour 60 cupcakes and extra desserts on the side of that. Now, do you guys think the bakery should take the necessary precautions for a return visit by the bear? I think in the future, this bear might come back, especially if he ate 60 cupcakes. In his mind, it's going to be like, oh, those cupcakes were delicious. So if you're tuning in from Connecticut, let the bakery know. Take precautions. And with that said, we got a great song for you guys. This is Red Velvet with Ice Cream Cake. That was Ice Cream Cake by Red Velvet, and we're going to give you guys some quick announcements on various ways to tune into our show. We've got shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.785 megahertz bound for India. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong app, KBS World Radio app, and KBS World Radio On Air app. You guys can also check out our website for more details on how to listen and participate at world.kbs.co.kr. And of course, our KBS World Radio English service page on the Book of Faces or the Gram at KBS K-Pop. And please, y'all, remember to post up your song requests, comments, and responses to our Y2C question of the week on our Gram or message board for a chance to win a prize. Now, this week's question, y'all wonder, right? The question is, this or that, summer or winter, which do you prefer? Now, for our listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24/7 nonstop streaming of your favorite programs. With that said, we have a fun-packed show today, of course. It's always fun. Every day of our show is fun. And we got two great songs for you guys right now before we get into our coffee or tea segment. We got Lee Mujin, Ordinary Confession, 잠깐 시간 될까? And then we have Melomance with A Shiny Day, 찬란한 하루. 잠깐 시간 될까? 만날 수 있을까? 별 일은 아니고 그냥 보고 싶어 그래. 잊지 말고 대답해. Would you like a coffee or tea? All All right, it's that time again where you sit back, relax, sip on that preferred beverage of choice, and just listen to all the information coming through. Now, how many phone numbers do you guys memorize in your heads? Be honest. What about spelling? Do you find yourself looking up words or using spelling checks or all those apps online frequently these days, of course? Don't you think we're all memorizing less? Even me, like I get these scripts in advance, I read it and I'm like, did I read this already? In our brain capacity, using it to the fullest, I don't think that's working because of all the advancement of technology. Now, in consideration of these trends, I think this contest is all the more meaningful. The 2023 Scripps National Spelling Bee took place last week, and the winning word was samophile. Be honest, y'all. Have you ever heard of this word before? No. Now, it's a noun that is used to describe animals and plants that prefer to live in sandy soil environments. That's according to Merriam-Webster. Now, the winner who spelled the extremely difficult word and other difficult words like, I can't even say this word right, poliorcetics correctly was Dev Shah, who was an eighth grader from Florida who took home the $50,000 cash prize. Like, if you're getting words like this right, you deserve that amount of money, y'all. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I don't think I've ever, like I said, I don't think I've ever heard of these words in my life. Like, as a kid, I never went through a dictionary or even the encyclopedia looking up words like samophobia or samophile, whatever you call it. And of course, poliorcetics. Like, be honest, y'all. Have you ever heard of this word? Of course, maybe 1% of our listeners like, I know this word, but I'm pretty sure you're probably like, what is that word? Now, anyways, it's definitely a hard word to spell. And a big congratulations to Shah, who has seen remarkable improvement in the past few years as he was tied for 76th place back in 2021. And did you know that this spelling bee is nearly 100 years old, y'all? It will be celebrating a centennial in 2025 as a contest for the students up to the 8th grade. Began back in 1925. Can you believe eighth graders spelling words like this? We grown people can't even do that. And speaking of contests, y'all, we have our annual Korean language speech contest coming up very soon. So we hear that the prize money for this contest is also a large sum of money this year. So make sure to keep checking out our website for more details, which is world.kbs.co.kr. And maybe y'all can join in on the fun because it's a lot of money. Anyways, two great songs coming your way right now. First up, we have Onyu with Walk With You, 기억을 걷다. And then we have Twice, Talk That Talk. Requests and responses. Now, everybody here at KPC knows by now that we love to hear from you guys, and we're always tuning in which songs you would like to listen to next. So we're going to read out your messages and blast out your requested songs, and stick with us till the end because we're going to send out a prize to a lucky winner. And the winner will be announced right before the close of our show, and you can always check back to see if you won, because if you haven't listened right now, if you missed the day we're playing this right now, and you're like, oh my gosh, did I win or not? You can check out our website, world.kbs.co.kr. And all the winners are posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection program page. Easy. All right, with no further ado, let's check out our first request. It's from at Taipei Wern. So before I read her message, I want to say thank you, Taipei Wern. I know you were here while I was in the States, and I got your little gift bag, and I'm very thankful. I didn't write anything online. My bad. But, you know, getting old, you forget those little things. I took it home, and I'm like, I know how to do something. And I had a little brain fart, and I totally forgot to thank you via the onlines, of course, the socials. But thank you very much. I'm saying it on radio, and I really appreciate you, and thank you for your support. With that said, we're going to get into our message. Hello, DJ Brian. Welcome back. Did you have fun during your vacations? Today, I'd like to request Taeyang's song, Eyes, Nose, and Lips. I chanced upon a video clip from him singing this song on the YouTube recently, and can't get the song out of my head. By the way, I didn't know who Taeyang was until I Googled him. I was surprised to find out that he was one of the members of the famous boy group Big Bang. Wow, you never knew that? I'm sorry for my ignorance, but luckily KPC is always around to educate me about K-pop, right? Well, I mean, you can't know every member of every group in the world, but yeah, Taeyang is from Big Bang, and Big Bang was a huge hit for a long time from the YG camp. And I don't know why it's so eerie that you brought this up, because last night I was going through my YouTube, and you know your algorithms and stuff like that pop up, or if you talk about it, all of a sudden a Big Bang song came up, but it wasn't them or their song. It was them singing at some kind of special performance, and they're singing H.O.T.'s Candy way back when. So it was weird, but cool at the same time. But anyways, let's get right into it and play your request right now. This is Taeyang with Eyes, Nose, Lips, 눈, 코, 입. We just heard Taeyang with Eyes, Nose, Lips, 눈, 코, 입. And we're going to continue to go over the requests right now from our listeners. And make sure you guys participate if you didn't this week. And don't worry if your song doesn't get played today. We're going to play it throughout the week. So just, you got to stay tuned every day. Next up is from the gram, The Blue Maniac. And the message is, hello, DJ Brian. How are you? I'd like to request a song by Secret Number, 독사. Thank you, DJ Brian and PD님, and have a nice day. Well, thank you very much for your request, and we'll make sure to play that song for you, of course. And please continue to love and support us and spread the word. Let everybody know about KPC. Now, moving on, we have one from a listener at Omnia1122. Hello, DJ Brian. How are you? Well, after a year of working in my major and studying 4 years in interior design, I decided to study to become a teacher. But you know, it's just a year and it's good to take another degree. But the question is, am I able to study again? Oh my gosh, it's been a long time away from the student environment and there are many exams to take to enter this program. Well, I can do it because I read a book that whatever your dream or passion is, you should begin young. Can you cheer me up with a song? Kaho, Start Over from Itaewon Class. Thank you. Fighting! Yes, I'm going to play that song for you, of course. And I always say it's never too late to study, or, you know, every day is a school day because we always learn new things, things that we're not, you know, specialized in and all that good stuff. And I understand the exams and all that stuff are difficult. I can't imagine myself doing that, but I'm not passionate about it as much as you are. So good on you for that. I hope you pass the exams. I hope you really achieve what you want, you know, get that master's again, you know. It's always good to have more under your belt than nothing at all. Alrighty. With that said, two great songs coming your way. First up, Secret Number with 독사 and 가호 with Start Over 시작. All right, we're back in the studio right now, and we're going to continue with your requests. And like I said, a winner will be announced before the close of our show. So if you want to find out, and if we've read your message right now and you want to find out, did I win? You got to stick around, y'all. You can't change that dial. Don't listen to anything else, only us right now. And moving on, we have a message from Erica from our message board. Message is, I would love to request Karma by Black Swan. Thanks. Now, I'm not familiar with the song, so we're definitely going to play it for you guys. And I'm learning something new, too. See? I know earlier someone was saying they're going to study again, but guess what? I'm studying right now. I'm studying K-pop while I actually host this show. Now, moving on, we have a request, and it's going to be the last request of the week. And this is from Cutesy Tacos. Oof. I'm actually craving a taco. I haven't had a good taco in a long time. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, message is, hello, I would like to request Spark by Taeyeon. All righty. Well, I know it's not Tuesday, you know, in the States they have Taco Tuesday, but maybe I could do Taco Wednesdays. Nah, that's not a thing. But either way, thank you for having a cool name and making me crave tacos now. I'm probably going to go home and order some of that after this. But yeah, with no further ado, we're going to play two songs for you guys, and it's going to wrap up our segment. But don't go anywhere, because we're going to announce a winner right after this. First up, we have Black Swan with Karma and Taeyeon with Spark, 불티. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. It is time for us to announce a winner for today. And today's winner for requests and responses is... at Cutesy Tacos from the Graham. Winner, congratulations. Let us know your physical mailing address by emailing it to us at kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we're going to send you a prize as soon as we can. And you can always find out if you've won by checking out our playlist on our K-Pop Connection program page at world.kbs.co.kr. And you can click the link on our Gram file or profile, of course, or scroll your mouse on the purple radio icon on our website and click on K-Pop Connection under the program list pop-up, and you can find out if you won or not. Well, guess what, y'all? Now it's time for us to announce what the question is. You're probably wondering, what's the Y2C question of this week? Well, pretty simple. This or that. Summer versus winter. Let us know right now. DM us right on the message board, whatever it is. But for now, two great songs. We got On and Off with Poppin' 여름 속. And then we have 볼 빨간 사춘기 with Love Story. Hey! All right, that's all the time that we have for today's program. And taking us out is going to be End Flying with Blue Moon. Our producer is Ho Dong Hong. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. Y'all may disconnect now. 푸르른 달에 머물도 뚝 맞던 세상에 너와 나 단둘만 같아서 이 순간이 잠시라면 영원히 멈춰